over in the recording bin.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Nicholas.
You've been called out.
You have been called out.
I guess we can insult you now.
This is an intervention.
Insult him.
Welcome to your AA meeting.
Can I insult Ed and Pepper?
Your mission. If you're listening to this, you need to wake up.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it,
is to blow up.
And act like you don't know nobody.
Anyway, you were saying, Macy?
You know what? For consistency's sake, Annie, you are following Viola.
I'm gone.
You see, she like turns her, goes around a bush, and then you go around the bush, and she's not there. And then you just feel cold steel up against your throat.
Oh,
my word. You gotta stop finding yourself in these situations.
Oh, well. Just funny, considering I'm an April.
What did you get for stealth?
Stealth, I got an 18. 17. Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't get it with the 10.
That's fine.
It was still less than...
It was still the lowest one.
And she goes,
I got lost.
And she goes, she's kind of like, and she's just like, why are you following me? She, you kind of tell that she's like haggard, like her breath is sort of like,
I'm the one
following me out here.
I'm the one with the sword in my throat, and I'm not even breathing as heavy as you are.
What?
You can't just say that to people.
She has asthma.
People really like to put sword weapons against you.
It's fine. I'm used to it. Are you okay?
You
don't seem like you're doing.
You seem hurt.
This is none of your concern.
I think it is if you're trying to get our friend to be your savior type thing.
I don't think anybody ever said savior.
No.
Nobody said savior except for you.
No.
I don't even need him as a prophet. I don't know who came up with that.
Some cult said I was a prophet. She has not.
Okay.
Some portion of the cult said I was a prophet. She has not.
Okay.
Are you a dragon?
Yeah, no, that's
dragon.
I think we all thought
that.
Did
you have your egg?
I'm pretty sure.
Question number one: are you a dragon?
We all suspected she was a dragon immediately. I think that was the first thing I said.
Are you from?
I can roll in.
Oh, that was a terrible.
That
roll.
Question comes whether
it was cocked
or not. Is or not.
That was even worse,
bruh.
Eight.
Eight? She just looks at you incredibly stone cold. And she goes,
Austin?
Stone cold Steve Austin.
She just goes, what?
Well, you were injured. The dragon was injured. I just thought maybe.
There's at minimum 24 people back at camp who are also injured. I don't...
That's fair. You're the only one sneaking out to the woods, though.
Yeah, why were you skedaddling out of here like that?
I mean, they're all about to skedaddle, but she is the first to skedaddle.
Skedaddler number one.
Skedaddler number one. What part did your child get in the play? Skedaddler one.
You're also sneaking off in the direction that the dragon trails went.
You don't know that. You were tracking her.
Oh, okay.
Not the dragon.
Okay.
But I know that from my first thing of natural 20. My first roll for the tracking was natural 20.
I guess the first thing led us towards the camp.
Yeah.
He's then accused of skedaddling in the first degree.
Well, no, for when we were tracking her.
Oh, yeah, you didn't roll a nat 20. You would not have noticed anything.
Okay, that's fine.
This direction.
I just genuinely wonder.
So are all the leaders of these things dragons, or is it just you? Is this a unique case?
You can tell she's like overwhelmed with all of the questions for a moment. She kind of groans in pain, and as she does, you see that there's like a flicker of scales that come up.
Yeah.
There it is.
So were you born from an egg?
She goes...
What is
She's
up with
like,
you
I don't
and
know what
egg.
You're talking about. And you can see, her eyes turn
Viola,
into the...
I'm so serious. This is really important to A&E that you answer that question.
She just goes,
but your dragon
But you're a dragon.
But you're a dragon. I'm gonna say that you guys have made it out to a clearing, and she's like, hold on, stay back. And then you see kind of as she just like crumples to the ground and just like
what?
Almost
she's gonna lay an egg. Sorry.
Hold on.
Fuck it. Like, question, dude. Never mind.
The inane nonsense is driving her crazy. It's also driving Macy crazy.
Yes. She's incredibly overwhelmed by being caught.
Yes.
You're closer to being eaten by a dragon than I thought you'd be.
My God. What? I'm more bent than in the sewer slidle way. Not in the
sewer slidle?
Is that,
sewer
slidle? That's what we call it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you just see that, like, her crumpled form, like, in the underbrush just kind of starts to meld and almost, like, bubble into the, like, large, like, grow into a much larger form until it converts into the shape of the dragon that you met.
You know, my friend does something kind of similar to that. Not, like, that
you
much shiver. On scale, but, like...
Yeah, it's something to be ashamed of.
Not on the same scale.
She gives you the most intense side-eye. You wouldn't even imply that she had any shame in being a dragon in the first place. But you do notice that, like, once she kind of, like, settles into dragon form, that there is sort of, like, a gaping wound.
Who's good at medicine?
On the side.
Not me.
This is a wound. I need you to know. Dragon, massive. Wound is like the size of a person.
Oh.
No.
Nope. It's person sized.
Oh.
You could crawl into her like a Tauntaun.
Gotcha.
Why would you even suggest that?
I've got a +2 to medicine.
Size comparison.
I've got darts and rope. I can sew it up.
What do cities have? Do they have like a dart tie dragon cannon or... Like, what caused this?
Yeah.
Do you want to roll medicine check on it?
No, I asked her. I said, what kind of things do cities have? Is it like an anti-dragon weapon? Like cannon thing?
Is
her voice the same?
She only speaks in Draconic now.
Yeah.
I can speak in Draconic.
You are able to...
I will ask her in Draconic.
Cool.
Is it like an anti-dragon weapon? We saw blueprints for things like that.
She goes, blueprints for... No, they don't. The cities don't. She basically, this is, shrapnel from your ship exploding.
Oh.
No offense, you blew that thing up. I don't know what to tell you.
Because she wasn't asking for sympathy.
I'm sorry, that's a skill issue.
I don't know what else to tell you.
She is injured and was coming to take
care
of
herself. Scale issue.
We still appreciate it, but you did blow up the ship yourself. Were you just not able to get away in time? Like,
well, she set the ship on fire and then the ship exploded.
Yeah. True.
A lot of dragon blood, sort of thing.
She goes, this is a small sacrifice to pay for destroying the wretched vessel.
No, I'll say it out of voice. Do dragons, are they like big magician people in this version?
What do you mean?
Well, in normal D&D, dragons are like really strong with magic normally. Mm.
They are strong with their magic?
Okay.
Kind of
so
like.
So they wouldn't be able to just heal themselves with spells, got it?
No. Like, okay. She doesn't use. Like, some of her abilities as a dragon are magical, but
yeah.
She does not use magic.
Okay, that's what I was just trying to figure out, because, yeah, in normal D&D, it's like they're huge spellcasters.
No. She's not a spellcaster.
Yeah. Okay.
She's,
that's all I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually have healing magic, though, in this part of the group?
I have a +2 to medicine.
I don't
know if that's really going to help a person-sized hole.
I also have a +2 to medicine that I was debating just sewing up.
I've got a +2 as well.
I rolled a 7.
What about you? Oh,
1.
He's got a 1.
Yeah.
Ha! Loser!
Ha!
Yeah. 1.
She goes, this injury makes it hard to hold on to the human form. Yes?
You aren't speaking Draconic, though.
You aren't speaking Draconic. She is only
speaking
Draconic.
Can she understand me, though?
She can understand you.
I just can't understand
her. She cannot respond to you in common.
That's fine. I just... I
So you can speak Draconic?
So,
yeah.
Oh.
So, wait, do you not actually...
We've talked about this before.
Did you not actually have, like, a husband and children?
Oh, you weren't there for that.
She kind of looks over you. She can't respond to you. Like, she is aware. She just looks at you with the saddest eyes ever.
Oh, you did. Okay.
She's a human form.
But... Eggs. Anyways.
Annie's still on eggs. That's so fair.
She will always be on eggs.
Is there anything? What were you going to talk to the dragon about? By the way, you had things you wanted to say.
I was looking for you to see if you know anything about what caused the tiefling condition.
That's a much deeper question than I thought he was going to ask.
No, it is a valid one. It was not my intention. First off, to deceive you of my to deceive you of my true nature. These are dangerous times to be a tiefling, and even more dangerous times to be a dragon. It is not beyond me that those dragon slayers are not only coming for my people, but for me. This is not an impersonal threat. And the less people who know, the better. But about the tieflings, I have been doing some of my own research. It is not conclusive. This is a thing that has been going on for centuries.
I saw a book that mentioned it being some sort of plague, possibly.
There was a similar phenomenon that happened during the time of the Tanakian Empire. It is the Tanakians all being elves. It's potentially different because elves
are
until recently could not become tieflings.
I've seen one other tiefling.
Yeah, well, that's what I was gonna say. Now that we have confirmed that you were the dragon, we did meet another tiefling who was an elf. Who was very crazy and possibly immortal.
Yeah.
Well, the dragon that you met, okay.
Well, you already
this is
knew
the same
about
dragon.
That,
yeah.
So that's fine talking to you about it.
Yes.
We were waiting to meet the dragon to talk about that.
Right. So Viola knows about Gunnar. And she knows about the Oracle. I don't know if
Oracle
she...
The Oracle is an elf tiefling.
The Oracle?
He at least appeared to be.
Fascinating.
Unless he can change forms, then...
Or was an illusion of some kind. Yeah.
But also, he is seemed very anti-tiefling.
He was seeking to cure tieflingism, as far as we can tell, to very barbaric means.
Tylenol.
Yes. Oh, that explains. There was a... While we were coming back from the city, there was a strange group of tieflings we found in the middle of the woods. We've incorporated them to the camp. I wondered where they had come from.
So he did that.
Yeah.
He didn't send them home to his family. Their families.
He did not.
I don't know what you expected.
I wasn't expecting him to lie.
We weren't expecting him to be telling the truth.
No.
He goes, were they compatriots of yours?
We were trying to free them.
Yes.
We did not succeed, but in a quote-unquote show of good faith, he let them go.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we're kind of on the run from him.
Yeah.
Because of your actions, we were temporarily and hopefully permanently, but as far as we know currently, temporarily free from his influence.
Yes.
Yes, he was sending us out on a mission to kill
the
people.
MacGuffin people.
The MacGuffin people.
While they are talking, can I try to make like a survival or like something to see if there's any like herbs nearby that I can maybe make into like a paste?
Poultice?
Or something?
I do actually want to roll a medicine check to see if I think I would be able to sew up.
I always help, like, do something. That's a 17.
Yeah, there's plenty of herbs in the forest.
I'm talking to her, so I'll let you two kind of try to figure that out.
Yeah, medicinal purposes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to grab them.
Is there any other questions we had for her? Anything else?
Five.
Well, it's... Yeah, no. Is she not helping you? I guess you're looking for herbs.
No, she looks for herbs. You are able to make a poultice that's able to kind of pack it into the wound. It does provide some comfort. You are not... I would say that low... That was really just to determine if you could, not your attempt at trying.
Yeah.
No, that was just me looking at it and being like, does this look like something I could sew up? And be like,
no,
I can't sew anything up.
For the most part, though, I think those dragon slayers are after you, so
yes.
At this point, it is important that the group gets out, but I think you need to make an effort to make sure that they know a distraction of kind. Kind of lead them away from the group while also hopefully getting yourself to safety.
Yes, yes, I do think that that would be ideal. It is, as much as I fear what they would do with me after I died, it is more important to me that my friends in the order are safe.
Are you kind of giving a rundown of what you're saying? What? Like,
yeah, no,
what,
I said.
Okay. Wait,
as far as we know, they wanted your heart to be a new dragon heart for the town, but I mean, with everything else and technology and things like that, like I said, those blueprints we saw, who knows what else they'd do with anything else?
Well, Tully, I mean, you can do magic. Can't you make like a fake dragon for them to?
That is not the kind of thing I know how to do.
Okay.
I would.
Sorry, I would just...
No, you're good. I can't do illusion
magic. I don't know magic.
I don't think
with them
I know
chasing after
illusion.
You as a dragon, I don't know how experienced they are if they know dragons can shapeshift, because I had never heard of such before.
It is a traditionally well-kept secret.
You might be able to draw them away and then walk back or something.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is there any way for them to tell while you're human, your true nature?
I have heard tell of dragons. We try and keep the whole shifting in and out of human form to be relatively on the down low. So I think that it is less of a confirmed concept to the Ecclesia Draconis and the Dragon Slayers, that it is possible, and therefore, like, to say, like, they might have methods to test, but they are considered theoretical. Like, if they didn't work, that doesn't mean...
It'd be better if we didn't confirm that, then.
Yes.
They don't need to know that.
No. Then there will be a witch hunt out for dragons throughout the populace.
So. Very much so.
Alright.
Well...
Yeah.
What were you coming out in the woods for?
Trying to, as I mentioned, the injury makes it difficult to hold on to the human form,
right.
And trying to do that as discreetly as possible. I do appreciate your discretion, of course, in this particular matter.
That's why we're here. We're trying to just get you to safety, get you out of here.
And
also get some answers.
Yeah, get some answers. We were also hoping we could sway you away from... I mean, maybe not attacking Dragonheart technology, but attacking the innocents around it.
She goes...
Just the people that are not in the Ecclesia don't really know the extent to things.
Alright, she goes...
They may profit from their cruelty, but they don't participate in it.
Yeah. She probably kind of outlines that, like, yes, the Ecclesia Draconis is her goal to, like, take out them and Dragonheart technology. But she is sort of the mindset of, like, anyone who benefits from Dragonheart technology is complicit.
That's a bit of a rough worldview.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, anybody in any civilization has some way of benefiting from it, and that's not something they decide. That's just was forced upon them by society.
It's not that they chose to.
Then that's why she's trying to destroy society.
Society calls me gay.
She goes.
Can we?
I appreciate your She basically is conveys that she appreciates your concern, but she sees no innocence when it comes to the use of Dragonheart technology. It's taken too many of her friends.
I'm glad you're not here too.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd like my spatula.
Yeah, that's one.
She goes, "That's made out of parts of my dead friend."
I hear him speaking to me.
Mom?
Mom?
That's brutal.
That's brutal.
Brother?
Wow. Oh no. Shut up.
Edward?
That's what the spatula says.
Edward?
Oof.
So you just watched that
recently? No, my name is August, not Edward.
It keeps saying that. I don't know why.
It's comic, it's weird.
I don't really know if there's anything else.
Yamaka. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov?
Yeah. I put on my head and I said Yamaka.
I think the only thing left to do is to... get the tieflings out of here. And then set up a distraction.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hans is already making quick work of getting everything packed up, so.
Yeah. Alright. I am. Here's.
This is as far as you planned?
This is about as far as I planned.
Yeah.
It's us setting up for this. So if we want to do, like, a distraction.
It is almost 4:30. It is 4:30. Like we're that far from.
Yeah.
However you want to play it.
Yeah.
I say that gives us time for Constantine to come back.
Has everybody on time?
I mean, I'm good. I don't work until afternoon.
I mean, I have a normal work day tomorrow.
In
I've got dinner plans, but that's it.
In numeric terms, how's everybody on time?
Let's wrap this up first
tired.
For the recording. We're stopping things off with four of our friends are with the Order of the Ascendant Flame, helping them pack up as quickly as possible to get them all out of there. And we'll say that we'll pick up with the next morning, and August and Lickness are outside, can see outside of the tavern window out in the center of the courtyard a large gathering of people around the Dragon Slayer as they all prepare to head out.
Yikes. Do a night watch?
We could do night watch in order to take up time. Because there's only, we could just do two and two of the people
exactly.
there, and then the two of them over there.
I'm going to be honest, we pretty much had Night Watch.
Well, that's what I was saying. They've kind of done it all.
Yeah,
me,
that's
know?
Fair, if we want to do that. Let me look at the chart and see.
That's what I was trying to remember. I feel like I've
of our group, I haven't done it with
Ayani,
I think.
Okay. I think I've talked to all three of you. So
yeah.
It doesn't really matter to me, no matter what.
I know I've talked to you, I think.
Yeah.
If the three of you have an hour, I can run you through my game show.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm pretty tired.
Okay.
I'm tired.
I don't know. How do you...
This week kicked my butt.
Tired too.
Yeah, you got back from Alabama, so probably you should just go.
Okay, Ayani has not talked to Vigo, so you guys chat.
Yes.
And then Gunnar and
we've,
Tali
I've
have
spoken
talked,
to all three of them.
But
yeah.
You've spoken to everyone. The only other one
to...
is, yeah, and Gunnar and Ayani have talked before.
Yes.
So
yeah.
The only combination that we have not done yet is Ayani of the four of y'all. Is Ayani.
Right.
So. Alright, everyone other than Ayani and Vigo, leave. Can we stop the recording, Nicole?